Death of a friend. The following paragraphs are taken from a letter written to Edson and Emma White regarding an accident that took place near Avondale College. On Monday morning, I thought my family appeared unnatural. Some strange shadow seemed to hang over them. In the morning, Sarah and I drove to the station for Willie, but he did not come. Elder Gates, who had spoken to the people in Wallsend Sunday evening, drove up with us from the station, and Sarah took him to the school, bringing back with her Elder Daniels and Brother Hare. Sarah told me that these brethren would like to speak with me. I had a few words with Elder Daniels about the work in Maitland, and then Brother Hare drew his chair up close to mine and said he had something to tell me. Then he told me that the evening before an accident had occurred near the school. Sister Peck, Miss Gates, and Sister Boyd's daughter were driving from Sunnyside to the school with a horse which we have always considered safe and manageable, though awkward. If we did not watch her while driving, she would turn to one side. The road to the school is not a permanent one, but is laid out for present use until a better one can be made. Under the management of Elder Haskell, the schoolboys made a log bridge over the creek. As the trap neared this bridge, those in it saw that a tree had fallen across the road, and Sister Peck, who had the lines, thought she would get out and lead the horse round it. But instead of standing still, the horse began to back, and tried to turn round toward home again. No one anticipated any danger. But they were nearer to the edge of the creek than they supposed, and in a few seconds, the carriage and those who were in it, except Miss Peck, were in the river, which at that place is about 15 feet deep. Sister Peck was thrown out on the bank, and the carriage in its descent passed over her. But she was not much hurt. She helped Ella Boyd out of the water, but Miss Gates was beyond their reach. Ella Boyd ran to the school and called out the men, and in about 3 minutes they had the body of Miss Gates out of the water. They carried her to the school, and did everything possible to restore her, but without success. She was dead. It is believed by all that she did not die from drowning, for she made no struggle to save herself. We think that the shock killed her. She was buried on Monday afternoon. Sister Gates was in delicate health. She had suffered much from lung difficulty. Only the day before her death, she spoke to Sister Hughes in reference to her case. She said that her lung difficulty had returned to her, and that she knew a long illness was before her. To her, the future was a terrible dread, for her brother and his wife are both struggling with ill health, and she could not endure the thought of being a burden to them. Her father and mother, brothers and sisters, are all dead except this brother. We feel that it is well that she did not have to suffer from a lingering disease, and we have laid her away for a little while, till she shall be called forth to a glorious immortality.